The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. The Muskie Expo and their new location on North Avenue and St. Charles Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 7th to the 9th. MuskieExpo.com. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at DiamondGhostCharters.com. Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, January 13th through the 16th, Lake County Fairgrounds at LSSportsShow.com. And Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you had a good New Year's Eve. Well, we're ready for today's program. I hope you're ready to go, too. On this week's show, we're going to speak with Mike Melandic. He's a guide from the Crivis, Wisconsin area. Actually, he's a suburban Chicago boy that moved up north many years ago and just never came home. He's going to be inducted into the National Fishing Hall of Fame for Hayward, Wisconsin at the Northern Illinois Outdoor Show on November 15th. So it'll be a fun interview with him. Then Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County is going to come on and talk about all the January programs in the Forest Preserves. And rounding out the show, we're going to have Mike Versette, who is the owner of the Muskie Expo, taking place at the Kane County Fairgrounds. That's just 2 miles west of where the old location was. It's right on North Avenue and Randall Road. We will then have in our last segment of the show the Aiden Fisherman Report and whatever else we can fit in a jam-packed show. So sit back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, but first, let's hear from Mike Melandic. Hey, everybody, guess what? Somebody called in here, and we've got Mike Melandic on the phone. Mike, how are you, my friend?
Oh, not too bad. No more open water fishing. We got ice and plenty of snow up here in the North Woods, but I'm getting ready. Can't wait to get out of here and come down to Illinois for the show, the Northern Illinois show in a couple. Well, what is that, 3 weeks from now?
Actually, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, right?
Two weeks, my friend. And one of the things, everyone, Mike has been in this fishing industry. I'm not even going to tell you how long because you wouldn't believe me anyway. But let's just say that he is being inducted into the Outdoor The Fishing Hall of Fame, correct? That's up in Hayward?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do a ceremony down at the show, the Northern Illinois Outdoor Show. And not this weekend, the first, but next weekend on the 8th. And I think it's about, wasn't it 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock on Saturday, yeah.
On Saturday.
I believe so.
Right. So on 3 o'clock, they're going to have a presentation on the 8th there at the show. But, you know, Mike has been, let's put it to you this way. He's a Northern Illinois suburban Chicago kid that did good and moved up to Crivitz and never came home.
That was a long time ago. That was in 1978.
And Mike has put on, ready for this? This is open water. We're not talking ice fishing that, you know, he did up there, but this is open water. He's got over 7,000 days of being on the water. I can't even process that, Mike.
Well, you know, it's just something I get done. I'm going back the next day, and the next day, buddy, we've got to remember this. it's a lot easier to do when you live in a place where there's water all over, all around you, surrounded.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, Mike has been, you know, moved up to Crivets many years ago. You know, he had a job up there and he wound up doing guide work, and then he was doing more guide work, and he figured out, well, maybe I should do this guide stuff instead of, you know, swinging a hammer all day. It's a lot easier.
That's right. The only thing different now, when I first started guiding, well, actually for quite a few years, I guide all day with people and fish all night and go meet the people in the morning. I hardly slept. Now when I'm guiding, I get on the water 7-8 hours. I'm done. I can't fish no more. So I'm down only 7 hours a day
now. Oh, okay. So just 7 hours a day. Just 7 hours.
Instead of like, that's what I say, the 7,000 days. That don't really tell you how many hours. I have no idea how I could figure that out.
You know what? But look at it this way. Remember, I always say, you know, every time I'm out in the woods, especially when I take a nap in the woods, but every time I'm out in the woods, that God doesn't use that against how long I'm going to live. So I'm going to live to be about 150. I think you may hit 200.
I might, yeah. But, you know, I always tell people, and they ask me, you know, where'd you learn all this? And I says, it's good to read books. Like nowadays you watch videos. That's fine and all that. But you really want to learn how to catch a lot of fish, you got to spend as much time on the water as possible.
Right.
The more time you got on the water, the more you're going to learn, and the better angler you're going to be.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just, you're not just a guide. You're somebody who teaches adults and kids how to catch fish when they're with you. You've authored how many books? 8, 10?
8, and I got a brand new one that I'll have available at the show, too.
I'm going to buy one. You have to autograph it for me.
Yep, it's called 43 Years on the River.
Oh, I got this. I want an autographed copy. That's what I'm going to have to get. But, you know, you've done all of that. You've written, you've done that. You've got a great history of fishing. You've got a great website with the Mike Maladnik. That's MLADENIK.com, right?
Correct.
Website. You could see this. But you're going into the Fishing Hall of Fame under the area of a guide.
Right.
And I think that is special because...
Well, like I always tell people, I explain a guide, it's... you're a teacher, but you have to get pumped up watching other people catch more than when you catch them, number one. And I've told people, young guys, you try to give them advice, they'll ask you a little bit, and I say, you want people to return... Don't worry so much just about catching fish. Show them a good time. You know, you're an entertainer. You're telling stories. You're showing them where to fish, how to fish. And some people don't want to hear that stuff. They just want to fish. That's fine. But everybody's different, and you got to learn how to adapt to people, their ability. It takes a long time to learn is what I'm trying to say. It's hard for somebody to just pick it up and start doing it.
Oh, God, yes, exactly.
I mean, I know guys up here, excellent fishermen. They win some bass tournaments. They're really good fishermen, but a couple of them have tried to do a little guiding. They're terrible guides. You know, tournament fishing and guiding is two different ends of the spectrum.
Oh, exactly. But once again, at the Lake County Fairgrounds, it's on from the 13th to the 16th of January. You're going to be here in Northern Illinois at that show. On Saturday, you're going to be getting the award to for the Fishing Hall of Fame.
And I'll also be giving seminars each day at the show.
That's what I was just trying to find, when the seminar was.
Right. I don't know. I know that it's every day, though.
Every day you're doing a seminar?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, too.
Okay, cool. That's good. And you know, there's going to be, Bob Metzenkomer is going to be there.
Yeah, they're good. They got a real good lineup.
Spence Petros, Marianne Husky's going to be there. Ted Takasaki, another good Chicago boy who done good, as they say. another good Chicago boy who done good. But I mean, that's just the seminar lineup on top of that and much more. It's a great show. It's not a show that you're going to get lost in, but if you stop and talk to all of these people that are there, all of the, people like you, the guides and stuff, you're going to walk out with more information and more knowledge than you can ever imagine. No. You know that?
Right. Well, the seminars alone are worth it because they kind of a cross-section. There should be something for whoever's going to come in there, there's got to be something on the seminar lineup that you could have an interest in.
Oh, and if not, they're in one of the 10x10s, you know?
Yeah, right, right.
If not, they're in one of the 10. On Thursday, the 13th, it's from noon to 8. Friday, it's from noon to 8. Saturday, it's from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm going to be there the whole time, so I want people to come out and say hey to me, too, because we're going to have some fun, and we'll find somebody. And if I don't have an answer, I'm going to find the expert with the answer. That's what
I'm going to
do.
That's right. That's what we're there for.
Mike, congratulations on being inducted into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
There are people who've gotten the award and deserved it, and then there are people who are getting the award like you that more than deserve it.
Well, thank you.
You know? So we'll see you then that weekend, okay?
I'll be there.
Thanks much, Mike. You're listening.
All right.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there. Your muskie and walleye trip of a lifetime is waiting for you with Whopper Stopper Guide Service, and it's close to home. Only a few hours away, and you're fishing with the number one muskie and walleye charter captain, Matt Firestein. In April and May, Captain Matt will put you in the middle of the world's famous walleye run with millions of walleye in the Detroit River from 3 pounds to over 10. Then in June through mid-December, those Lake St. Clair muskie that stories are written about will test your skills, and the fish of a lifetime will be yours with Captain Matt. Stop in and see him at the Chicagoland Muskie Expo January 7th to the 9th at the Kane County Fairgrounds, or the Northern Illinois Sports Show January 13th through the 16th at the Lake County Fairgrounds. Go to WhopperStopperMuskieCharters.com or call him at 610-999-7171. Tell him Chauncey sent you. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
The Northern Illinois Sports Show is back January 13th through the 16th at the Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center in Grays Lake. If you're looking to book a trip, buy a boat or an RV, load up on gear, or talk fishing and hunting, this is the place. The Northern Illinois Sports Show, January 13th through the 16th at Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center. $10 ticket online now to save at ilsportsshow.com. It only comes once a year, so don't miss it.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on our first day of the year. I hope you went out and took a little hike because you should always take a hike on the first day of the year. My mother used to make me eat creamed herring and some other weird things because of some old Polish tradition. But my tradition I like is going out with everybody else and taking a little hike, even if it's yourself, your significant other, the kids, or whoever. But go take a little hike in the forest preserves. And since we're in the forest preserves, Mr. Tim Mondel, how are you?
I'm well, Chauncey. How about yourself?
Oh, buddy, first day of the year. Everybody's excited. We had a little touch of snow finally on the ground. Nah, it's just enough time everybody could go, but that's enough. We don't need 5 feet of it.
It took forever to get that first snowfall, but finally it came.
That's yeah. Oh, God, yes. Well, January 2022, starting a new year, I think everybody's New Year's resolution should be, I am going to visit the Forest Preserve District of Cook County sites. I am going to go visit their programs. I am going to go see what they've got there. I'm going to go sledding in the winter. I'm going to go biking or hiking their trails. I'm going to go have fun. And you're the guy who's going to tell us what's going on in the month of January, because the Forest Preserve never closes, right?
That's correct. You're quite a good ambassador for the Forest Preserve. Have I told you that before?
Thank you, but I also ran out of air. That's why I stopped talking.
No, that's great. Oh, no. It's 100% the time to get out there. Winter is so beautiful. And, yeah, I mean, for those who, like me, bought a snowblower earlier in the year expecting a lot of snow so far and not having to use it, it's kind of a good thing. But at least with just a little bit of snowfall, getting out there to explore, check out the winter birds, some other animal habitats that are kind of being covered during this beautiful snowfall. Mm-hmm. It's a really great time to be out, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And once again, like I says, you know, you just dress up warm and you can, you know, get out there and see what's – because even if you hike that same trail, I don't care if you're at a nature center or someplace, when you do it in the winter – it's completely different.
Absolutely. I'm lucky enough, being responsible for the north and northwest regions of the county, to go to different sites at different times of the year. And although I've been part of the county for just under 10 years, Chauncey, I'm amazed every single time I go to a new place. There's always something different I find, something new, something exciting. And for those, you know, public ambassadors who have used the trail systems for years or decades, this is a great time to be out there. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go to the nature center to borrow a pair of snowshoes, albeit, you know, it's got good 4 or 5 inches of hard snow, mm-hmm. or go to Sagawa's for a lesson in cross-country skiing. We live in Chicago. There's got four seasons. So let's go out there and embrace it for all that it has and all that it offers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you think, you know, when you're out on these, when you're in the forest preserve, and you're like, I saw a deer. Well, the deer's always been there. It's just been well camouflaged with all the green around it. And, you know, it's just that you see so much more. You see the hawks and the owls, and you see the blue jays and the chickadees and all kinds of neat stuff. And this is why I think winter is, yes, I love the summer and I love the spring when everything's blooming. But, you know, that blanket of snow that's warming the earth up for the rebirth of the, you know, the nature is just it's a magical time to be outside or inside in a building at one of the nature centers.
Yeah, no, there are a few of them for sure. I think that, you know, a Crabtree specifically, they do birding from inside. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, of course, face masks and everything else for COVID protocol is being issued, but you can at least still go to all those locations and check them out. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned those New Year's walks, because that's actually something that we do at our nature centers. On Sunday the 2nd, that's what they're doing. All of them have some type of resolution or New Year's ideal type themed walks. It's really important to get out there and embrace some sides of those.
Really?
Maybe for some of them too, Chauncey. For those that like those evening hikes, Little Red Schoolhouse, I've talked about it each month, but they're doing a ton of evening-based programs.
Mm-hmm.
They do moonwalks, not the Michael Jackson version, the actual moonwalks. They do an illuminated night hike, their sunset hike. So there's kind of a nice, as you've said many times, plethora of opportunity to get out there and do these types of things.
Oh, God, yes. Are there some programs we should... You've mentioned a few of them, that going on the hikes. I'm going to have to throw all the nature centers in a bag, and I'm going to pull one out and find one I'm going to go to, because that sounds like a fun thing to do on a second. Take a little hike in nature.
Get out there. Everyone needs it. We need that fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
The past couple of years have obviously been very trying, and it's not for me to go too much in detail about that, but rather, I think it's forced folks to kind of get out and reassess their relationship with nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my department, with the Forest Reserves as a whole, is going to continue doing, is either creating new bonds or modifying and editing some type of relationship that the folks have with the outdoors and the world. And it's a really nice time, one, to be part of the Forest Reserves and offer these programs, but two, to see how happy folks are when they get out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'll get off my high horse there.
Okay, what other things we got going on?
A big one is coming up, which is the Martin Luther King Day of Service. So traditionally, this has been offered down at the Dan Ryan Woods Pavilion near 95th and Western area.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do is, I guess, really be able to offer some of the same types of programs in multiple locations. Because, again, the county is so vast and so large. And you've got the six nature centers. You've got all these zones and so forth, campgrounds. So not everybody can get to one area, especially with Chicago traffic. So we are offering this day of service in various parts at all of our nature centers, all of our zones, and a couple of campgrounds. So the idea with that is we will have materials and equipment for you to come on out. It could be something as simple as coming out to do litter obliteration. If you decide to go to Dan Ryan that day, you could do a couple other activities. Some are just going to do hikes. So there's kind of a bevy of different things being offered mm-hmm. the day of.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just with that focus of offering service for the communities, including the Forest Reserve of the county.
Cool.
So that's going to be really nice. I think that just, again, that we have the ability to offer it at different locations. And then you got some of the other ones. Some are just like down-to-earth fun things, like Winter Exploration Days. That's going to be at Schubert's Woods. We're doing another one up at Caldwell Woods. So those artsy folks that like to come on out there and embrace that creative side, there's winter watercolors. We have cold weather crafting. And your favorite, down at Sagawa, our Skier 101. Again, for folks trying to learn, I had to make sure I fit that in there for you. So So down at Sagoa, they're going to offer a 101 class on cross-country skiing. You don't have to know anything. The 101 is kind of the same idea or interpretation when you go to, you know, high school and college. Just learning the basics of it so you can create your own memories and experience.
Yes, that's so cool. That is so cool.
It's a nice spot. People don't even know it's there. And I've said it before, but I feel like my job, you know, yes, it's offer programming to create these wonderful, memorable experiences and opportunities for folks in the Forest Reserves, but I spend most of my time letting people know what we do, what's being offered. And so one of the many benefits, bonuses for me personally to be on your show is to let the public know the Forest Reserves offers these environmental education-based programs, recreation opportunities. We have the stuff. We just want you to come out and do it.
And exactly, exactly. And it's not so much, you know, we're saying to you, we want you to, you know, take a hike in the day or a walk in the woods in the at night, or, a star hike or an illuminated night where they illuminate the trails. Or what we want you to do is we want you to go and not look at nature. We want you to stop and stand and listen and become part of nature. That is what's going to bring so much to your soul. Whoa, I better shut up.
Folks, like, I was just trying to fight. Whoa, all right, I like this interpretation. Yeah, no, it's true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. We're going back to the basics. There's been this, right, this push to I don't know if it's simplifying is the right word, but really to create, I don't know. I've said it so many times this morning already, but these memorable experiences, these opportunities to say, I did this, and it felt good, and there's a lot of benefits for feeling this way. I'm going to do more of it. So, that's what we do, right? We do hikes. We do woodworking opportunities. We do explorations and trying to get a different vantage point of what we've done before.
Yeah.
And embrace it in a different light.
Yeah. And if you don't think...
I'm rambling.
No, it's okay, but if you don't think you're going to make a difference or not, because when you go with, you know, let's say you got, you know, family, you're going to take your kids out and grab your neighbor's kids, their friends, and take them with you. And because their parents may not take them to the woods. And, you know, but you get out there and you look at it through their eyes. Don't look at it through your older eyes. Look at nature through their eyes. And you will go, wow, this is cool. And you know what? I can guarantee you 2, 3, 5 years from now, that kid's going to be 16 years old, you know, woofing down pancakes at your house because he came up to visit, you know, his friend Bobby, and he's going to say, you know, I remember going on that hike 5 years ago, and you're going to go, huh? That's how much of an impression they get when you take them out in nature.
Absolutely. It's so funny you say that, and again, I'm sure I'm over time, so I'll make it really quick, I promise, but at Little Red Schoolhouse, you know, that exhibit area won a bunch of awards, and one of the awards that it won was this idea that, focusing rather on this idea that you have signs and you have exhibits at a smaller height.
Yeah.
And that's purposely intended to look through the eyes of a child, of a youth. And that's what you have to consider, that as us adults, part of our responsibility is getting out there and giving them that chance to really create that memory.
Yeah.
God, that's in the theme today. Man, that's what it is.
It is. It really is. You know, and there's two other things that I want people to do this month, especially January, because it's winter and cold and everything else, and you get the forest and the wind and the snow and the grays and the blacks. Whether you have an iPhone or a camera, that, remember what those things that people used to have? or you have a smartphone. Go out and take some photos when you're out there, and look at them in a black and white sense. It will marvel your senses when you do that. And the other thing I want you to do with the Forest Preserve is, believe it or not, you guys have about 13, I can't remember how many lakes that they allow fishing on. Only you can ice fish if there is 4 inches of ice minimum on the ice. If there's an open spot on that lake, don't go out there. I don't care if it's a foot and a half on the shoreline. Don't go out there if there's an open spot. But, you know, they don't monitor it, but there has to be 4 inches of solid ice for you to go ice fishing in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And there's a whole list of lakes that you can go onto the website and see them to get that information. But it's another way to get out and enjoy the outdoors and maybe, you know, bring a crappie home for dinner.
Yeah, speaking of my heart. Absolutely. Yeah, there are. We do have, I'm glad it's a great, I mean, it's a nice segue into those ice fishing, because that's what you'll see. You see some of our partners out there, and you'll see a couple of other organizations doing some ice fishing classes here and there.
Yeah.
As you've mentioned, practice caution, of course, yeah. But really just something great and cool and interesting to do during, you know, these colder months. Absolutely.
Exactly. Hey, if somebody wants to get more information, what is the marvelous website of adventure? Whoa. I am good with lines today.
Oh, I'm just in awe. If you see my face, it's just kind of like, this is somebody who's honed in on a craft, that's sure. question, where to go? The answer is FPDCC.com, the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. We'll have everything listed, news, upcoming events, new initiatives, and plenty more.
And you can get all the stuff for MLK weekend also on there, too.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Tim, for coming on, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Chauncey. You take care.
Take care. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hi, everyone. Chauncey here. Remember to come to the new location for the Muskie Expo, January 7th, 8th, and 9th in 2022 at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles. See you there. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hi, everyone. Chauncey here. Remember to come to the new location for the Muskie Expo January 7th, 8th, and 9th in 2022 at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles. See you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Deer Hunters! Hey, how you guys doing? You're listening to Shad Rap, and this one's going out to everyone who's heading up to the North Wisconsin Woods to do a little deer hunt this year. And here we
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
It's finally here, take the fellas up north and stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't want to come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day, but first I better finish off a case I
see. Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and it's January 2022, and guess what? We've got the very first sports show of the season opening up next week, and it's the Muskie Expo, and on the phone with me right now is Mike Vesaret. Mike, how are you?
I'm awesome, Chauncey. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I am fired up that we're getting the shows coming back into the area. We're looking for, and people are dying to see new product, new lures, and the Muskie Show is the ultimate big lure show if I've ever seen one. I mean, but there's a lot more than just lures at the Muskie Expo, right?
Absolutely. This is not just a lure swap meet. This is something quite a bit bigger. We've got the best in lures there, mm-hmm. but we also have the best in fishing rods, the best in tackle management gear. We've got the best in basically every category you need to have to go fishing. Not to mention we'll have a couple of nice shiny boats there that are a rare commodity this time of year,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, with our supply chain issues around the country, but we even managed to get a few boats in the show, so we're pretty excited about that.
So, but even on top of all the other excitement, I mean, because I know you've got Waterworks Marine is coming out there with Lund boats. You've got another boat dealer coming out. I'm trying to think of their name. I just forgot it. What is it, Mike? Help me.
Well, we got Lake Holiday Marine coming for mm-hmm. sure. And then, actually, last minute, we might actually have one more surprise guy showing up.
Okay, but that's
we'll,
cool.
We'll leave that. We'll see if he can get a boat or not. He sold the boat he was going to bring to the show, so we'll see if he got another one to replace that.
That's cool. Yeah, well, like I said, you know, Waterworks is going to be there with their Lunds, I know for sure, and stuff like that. But we have to talk about, first thing, the new location. Ta-da-da!
Yeah, the new home... The new home of the Chicago Muskie Show, which is kind of funny that we call it the Chicago Muskie Expo because it hasn't been in Chicago proper for a number of years.
It may have it's never been in Chicago proper.
There you go. That was way before my time.
Yeah.
But, it's now at St. Charles, Kane County Fairgrounds on Randall Road, right basically in the heart of St. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great venue. It's a great new building, probably built somewhere around 2008. So it's a heck of a lot cleaner than what we were seeing at Pheasant Run,
mm-hmm.
Which was in its own time and heyday, a pearl of a institution. But obviously, it's been tarnished for too many years. So.
Mm-hmm.
But the new venue is very clean. It's very accommodating. Plenty of free parking. It is a little disjointed on how you park at this place, so I would really recommend anybody coming, take a look at our website. On the top right tab of our website, you hit Chicago, and then underneath that drop bar, you'll find a thing that says parking map. I suggest you take a look at it. It's just going to get you to the front door of this event,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little bit smoother than if you're just trying to stumble around and trying to figure it out. But that's all good.
That's cool. But the parking is free.
It is free.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And obviously, you know, with that free topic, we might as well talk about beer. Obscurity Brewing is bringing some of their craft beers to the thing. So we're mm-hmm. not going to be just your ordinary lowbrow event, but they promised me that they're not going to price you out of a second mortgage for a glass of real good beer.
It's not like going to the ballpark.
There you go. And so then we've also got pizza, too. We've got pizza coming from Brewpub Pizza. So even if you have some younger taste buds there with you, obviously there will be some food choices for that generation.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously this is the third year we've done this with great, great, great success. Six kids, 16 and under.
Mm-hmm.
Free. No admission, no reduced admission, just outright free. So if you're wondering what to do on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and you're looking at your teenager, bring them to the Muskie Show.
Yeah.
Be a great time.
Is John's Elgin Market coming to the show?
Yes.
So no. Only, no.
Yeah, John, yes. Yeah. So if you have a taste for some meat and sticks, John's will be there, and that was the number one question I had from my vendors. Is John's going to be there? So I might have to come up with a new category for what we do, which is a new product showcase, because it's the first Muskie Show of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We actually ask the vendors to kind of vote on what they think is the best of each category, and I think maybe I need to come up with meat products.
Oh, my God.
So when you come into this event, there's two sides to this building. There's an east and a west. Prior years, I'd always done this kind of thing called a VIP entrance where you'd come in and then you'd get the first half hour of the show to yourself. But because it's January and I have nowhere to queue up people to get into two different doors, we're going to probably allow people in an hour early, but then we'll open up the gates to the two halls, because there's a east and a west hall.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way, if you show up early, don't feel like you're going to have to stand outside and freeze your tail off in January.
Yeah.
We'll get you in. We'll get you stamped and ready to take part in the show.
So. Yeah. But besides lure manufacturers and rods and reels and things like that, you've also got a few lodges coming, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, we got a couple from Canada that are going to brave it, just because most Canadians were a little bit worried about if they got over the border, could they get back over the border?
Mm-hmm.
Two very good choices, though.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Myers Lodge had pledged to come, and mm-hmm. I believe he'll be able to make it because he's got a rep, Steve Herbeck.
Mm-hmm.
Actually lives in southern Wisconsin.
So very nice, Steve.
He won't have any border issues, and Young's Resort, Carolyn Perry will be down. And I think they actually have friends down here that they tend to just stay with.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of winter a little bit down here anyway. So
yeah, I would too from Canada.
I would too. I mean, it's cold.
Yes, I mean, there's so many neat things that, and then you've got, some seminar speakers coming up there. You even have a special speaker on Sunday, I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got Mike Keyes from Keyes Outdoor TV showing up on Sunday. It's awesome. He's an incredible talent. If you ever get a chance, Keyes Outdoor TV, if you have a Roku, you can stream them free. I mean, it's awesome. A lot of these guys are actually charging subscriptions and stuff like that, but he has maintained an attitude of almost kind of like he does a show, but all the commercials, you wouldn't even know the commercials are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of a rolling thing. It's very, very entertaining. You can stream it. See, if you want to binge watch some musky fishing, you can sure do it on his TV show. So we're excited to have him along.
Oh, God. And he's got, I'm just looking at his website, just some gorgeous, huge fish and, all kinds of stuff that he does with that TV show of his. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's going to be a good show. That's going to be a good speaker on Sunday. That's going to be a good one on Sunday.
Yeah, and I mean, we do have some of the bigger names, too. I mean, Doug Wagner, Spencer Berman, Greg Thomas, obviously, editor from Muskie Hunter, all speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Local flavor, Chris Reeby's going to come in on Friday.
No.
So if you want to not travel too far and do some spring fishing, that's the guy you want to book with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy you want to listen to. He knows those lakes down there like nobody knows them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all the good talent that's coming. It's a three-day event. Friday, we do open the gates at 2. Like I said, we'll be opening tickets at 1. Saturday, basically same thing. We open the gates at 9, but obviously 8 o'clock, the doors will be open and we'll be letting you in.
Mm-hmm.
So at least you can stay out of the cold. And then Sunday, same thing, 8 o'clock. And then the show is done at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So, if there's a a potential playoff candidate you want to see in the football score or whatever like that, there's that. So.
Now, you could also save time by, you know, purchasing a single-day ticket or a three-day ticket if you're a real musky geek, like, you know, a lot of people are. But you can go online to purchase your tickets, right?
You want to buy your ticket with a credit card. You pretty much have to do it online. So what will happen if you go online, www.muskyexpo.com, M-U-S-K-I-E-E-X-P-O. You click on the Buy Ticket tab. If you buy that today, it won't, you know, that ticket will actually be held at will call for you.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you can pay with a credit card doing it that way. Because mm-hmm. when you come to the show, we only accept cash.
Lunge and Lures. They're doing a thing with kids, aren't they? Yeah, they can paint their own lures.
Yeah, and that's always tremendous with these little guys. They're just, you know, they do a wonderful job. They bring kind of their whole family in to help do this. Last year they were sitting there saying we could go for 2 hours, and they actually ended up going a little bit over because they just had so many kids that wanted to do this. So
mm-hmm.
thanks to Lunge and Lures, that's an awesome event for these kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing. And then, you know, back on the speaker thing, on Friday night, you've got Chris Tarsano coming in with Chris Reby right after him. Chris Tarsano's at 4. Chris, the other Chris is at 5. Spencer Berman is at noon. I saw that. Greg Thomas from Muskie Hunter. You know, I mean, there's some really cool names. And I understand that the Smithsonian of Fishing Lures, Dan Basor, is going to also be at the show.
Yeah, that's going to be an exciting attraction. Dan is a lifetime member of the, you know, BASS, just a really accomplished fisherman in his own right. But what his claim to fame is what he's trying to establish is kind of like a fishing lure Hall of Fame museum.
Mm-hmm.
And he's working, I believe he's maybe already set it up, but he's going to convert his home into a museum. So even in posterity, you're going to be able to take a look at these amazing things. But
oh, yeah.
He's bringing. I can't imagine he's going to bring his whole collection.
No,
massive. But he's going to bring an exciting sample of his collection of lures to the show.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all. You were explaining to me, Chauncey, because you've seen him before in action. If you bring him a lure and ask him what it is and what it's worth and all that stuff, he'll tell you, right?
Yeah, he'll tell you everything about the lure, what it's worth, where it was made, how it was. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of information this guy has on literally every fishing lure I've ever seen come across his table. He goes, "Oh, that's one of those." I'm like, "Where did you get that one from?" You know. But it's going to be a cool little additive to the show. And I think, like I says, and it doesn't have to be a musky lure. You could just haul in your tackle box and show him, and he'll tell you what's in there. You know.
That's priceless. I mean, that's just priceless. That's an experience. You just got to go check it out.
Okay. So once again, it's in a new location. It's at the Kane County Fairgrounds. And so if someone doesn't say, "I don't know where to go," it's real simple. You know how you've been going to the Muskie Show for all these years? Yeah. Right on North Avenue? Yeah. Well, you can't go to, you know, Pheasant Run because it's being torn down. So you just stay on that road, maybe 2 miles, if that.
Yeah, I think it's like three
okay,
miles
so it's,
total.
It's 3 miles to Randall Road, and it's there on the left-hand side.
You turn left onto Randall, and it'd be on your right-hand side. You'll see a big Costco.
Yeah.
You're going to want to turn right at that Costco entrance.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. I mean, this is like, oh, my God, this is simple. So it's just a little bit further down. It's not far down. It's 3 miles away. You know, you probably listen to another song on the radio if you were listening to it, you know. But, I mean, it's an easy location to find there, right there in St. Charles on North Avenue and Randall Road. And the hours again on Friday are what?
Friday, 2 until 8. And, again, we'll let you get through the admissions at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, 9 until 5. Sunday, 9 until 2.
Okay. And you have all of this and more information on programs, seminars, kids stuff for kids, et cetera, at your website, muskyexpo.com, correct?
Correct.
Mike, thanks for coming on the program this morning. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the King County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
The Northern Illinois Sports Show is back January 13th through the 16th at the Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center in Grays Lake. If you're looking to book a trip, buy a boat or an RV, load up on gear, or talk fishing and hunting, this is the place. The Northern Illinois Sports Show, January 13th through the 16th at Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center. $10 ticket online now to save at ilsportsshow.com. It only comes once a year, so don't miss it.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Your muskie and walleye trip of a lifetime is waiting for you with Whopper Stopper Guide Service, and it's close to home. Only a few hours away, and you're fishing with the number one muskie and walleye charter captain, Matt Firestein. In April and May, Captain Matt will put you in the middle of the world's famous walleye run with millions of walleye in the Detroit River from 3 pounds to over 10. Then in June through mid-December, those Lake St. Clair muskie that stories are written about will test your skills, and the fish of a lifetime will be yours with Captain Matt. Stop in and see him at the Chicagoland Muskie Expo January 7th to the 9th at the Kane County Fairgrounds or the Northern Illinois Sports Show January 13th through the 16th at the Lake County Fairgrounds. Go to WhopperStopperMuskieCharters.com or call him at 610-999-7171. Tell him Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the King County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one London Low dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. The Muskie Expo and their new location on North Avenue and St. Charles Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 7th to the 9th. MuskieExpo.com. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at DiamondGhostCharters.com. Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, January 13th through the 16th, Lake County Fairgrounds at LSSportsShow.com. And Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's show. And boy, it was a jam show. I can tell you that one. But you know what? I'm looking forward to the Muskie Show coming next weekend to the new location, the Kane County Fairgrounds. Make sure you're there. And when you stop in, make sure you walk up to Whopper Stopper. He's a guide up on the Lake St. Clair area in eastern Michigan. Tell him, hey, I heard your name on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I got a little bet going on this. So if I get a lot of people, I'm going to get a good dinner out of it. So remember, Whopper Stopper at the Muskie Show. Stop in and tell him you heard his name mentioned on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Well, you know, it's the new year coming on. I hope people take a little hike in the woods today if it's not raining or snowing or whatever the kind of weather they're talking about. But just let's have some fun and enjoy it and be part of nature. I want to thank everybody and all the sponsors of Chauncey's Great Outdoors and a couple new ones that we've got coming up here. We're pretty excited about that. But there's a lot of great things to enjoy in the great outdoors, even in the month of January when it's a little bit cold outside. But that's okay. That's why your mama told you to put your goloshes on before you went to school. Put your goloshes on and then you will be warm. But really, I just want to say I hope everyone has a great new year here, the first day of the year, and enjoy it. You know, thanks for putting up with all of my stuff that I do and the stories we tell. There is no Aiden Fishing Report because he said to me, Papa, I was playing with all my Christmas stuff, so I didn't go. Okay, Aiden, but next week I need a fishing report from you. Okay, I hear the flute playing, so that must mean we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And remember, if you're looking for a fishing report, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We have a video one there, and you'll enjoy it. But this week's Native American proverb comes from the Pueblo Nation. Cherish youth, but trust old age. And please remember, we do not own the woods, the rain, the storm, the ice that we're on ice skating, the sleds that we're going down the hills on, the birds that were geese were chasing, the ducks were chasing, and the fish were catching through the ice. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.